Gotta do this before my foot falls asleep.
Okay. Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. I'm coming to you from the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to bring you episode 56, which was taped on October 16th, 2012, here in the studio. Adam and I had Lauren Lola Schauer returning for another episode, and we had Alaska John Makistad joining us all the way from, you've guessed it, Alaska, to check out Buffering before he makes his way around the world and ending up in Australia for a little bit. But you'll hear about that in the episode. Great episode. Flowed really well. Lots of great conversations. Definitely check it out. But before you do, a couple things that I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you'll find photos of our guests, articles that Adam and I have been writing for the website, an archive of all of our episodes, plus bonus tracks. Lots and lots of bonus tracks. Check them out. Tons and tons and tons of hours of hilarity and games and fun. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Twitter. Follow us at Buffer Podcast. There you'll get updates about the website, who might be on the show, things like that. Check it out. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. Same thing as Twitter, but on Facebook. So you have your choice there. Finally, you can find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for Buffering, or by searching for any of our guests' names. I think we have like 15 to 20 episodes on there, so you can subscribe and get episodes delivered to you every week. So that's everything I needed to plug. Enjoy episode 56. We had a great time.
We usually try to have fun, but this would be a good time to start the show. So thank you both for being on episode 56, the Buffering Podcast. Lola, you've been on before.
Yep.
Thank you for coming back. And I'm going to have to call you Alaska John because that's really what it is.
Go
but,
for it.
But
man.
John, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for visiting. What was it? It's Alaska, Minneapolis, Toronto, Amsterdam. City in Saudi Arabia, which I can't remember.
Bahrain.
Actually, Bahrain's a different country. I'm going from Bahrain into Saudi.
So. Oh, I see.
Me.
I did not. Totally did not. I just wasn't very clear. That's all.
And then to Australia for an undisclosed amount of time.
Yeah, until they either arrest me or kick me out or run out of money. Whichever comes first.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And then back again.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Which part? The arrested, money, or...
maybe a mixture of...
All of the above?
All of the above, yeah.
Maybe it'll all happen at the same time. Who knows?
How long are you in each spot? Like, are you going to be in Toronto for a spell, or is it more of just a layover?
No. The only places I'm actually staying any amount of time is here in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And then in Bahrain, I'm driving into Saudi for 10 days or so.
Okay.
But the rest of it's just kind of a layover. So it doesn't really count. It's just how they routed me.
It's just one of those things where you'll stop somewhere, sit on a bench or something, and then switch to another plane.
And then get folded back into an airplane seat. Yeah.
Folded.
It's terrible.
Yeah, with your height, I suppose.
Dude, it's brutal.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Like, knees to the chin style.
Oh. What's the consistency for airlines? Like, are you going to be watching the same movies on every flight?
If I'm lucky enough to have movies, yeah. Yeah, probably.
I mean, for some of those flights, I imagine they have to do at least one to keep people sane.
They do earlier, before the whole like economic business came down on us. They were pretty generous with their in-flight entertainment, but after, you know, the brakes kind of hit, they cut back, we'll say.
It's different from where you're flying to where you're flying. It's the movies in your plane is based on region.
Yeah, and I just remember looking at all of the Northwest maps when those were around, mm-hmm. and just like, oh, these movies are happening from Minneapolis to Japan, and yep. these movies are going from here to here. It's like, oh man, why aren't I on one of those 16-hour flights?
You just kind of look through and you're like, oh, I hope that's... No, it's not. It's not me.
Nope. No, the 1-hour Chicago flight does not have a 3-hour movie on it. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Oh. No Lord of the Rings on this one.
Oh, if only. That'd
right?
That'd be a dream come true. Like Fellowship of the Ring, followed by Two Towers, followed by Return of the King, all extended because you're going to the other side of the planet.
Which that brings me to my next question. Do you have any entertainment that you're bringing with you to survive the 17 hours?
I bought a tablet just nice. Just recently.
Just yesterday.
First, like touchscreen. Well, it's not the first touchscreen device. First real touchscreen device that I've ever owned. So it should be interesting. It's because my laptop is old and pretty shitty, kind of falling apart.
Somewhat unreliable.
Yeah. Sister Makes sold sense. A battery out of it, you know.
That would be a problem.
Minor details. So, yeah, I've got the tablet to keep me entertained and like a lot of books.
A lot of books. And then are you going to load up on movies, TV shows, music? What's going to be your drive?
Probably music.
Music.
And if I'm lucky, I'll get some sleep too.
Yeah. Didn't really think about that one.
Yeah, we talked to the guy at Best Buy about like the different tablets and stuff. And we got the only one that you can currently video Skype with.
Oh.
And all the other ones will just do audio, not video. So this is the only one that'll do video currently. And then this is one of the only ones too that you can get the iTunes app for, so that you can have your iTunes music on it. So it's kind of like, well, I guess we're going with that one.
Okay.
So it's an iPad?
No.
Those
no.
run Skype.
Nope. It's the only like
it's the only Android platform that
Oh, because I was just like, but iPad.
iPods do that, yes. Yeah. But
they're covered under that plan. Yeah, okay. So,
yep.
Cool.
Yeah, but, dude.
So, now with the tablet, do you get a lot of streaming stuff in Alaska? Like, do you use Netflix, Pandora, Spotify, Hulu?
I do, actually. My setup in Fairbanks, which is where I've been living for the past couple of years, is I'm borrowing internet from my neighbors because they never lock their network.
Uh-huh.
So from the days I was like living in a tent, I still had high speed internet. It was awesome. Didn't have a house, had internet.
What speed do you have up there?
I couldn't tell you.
Fast.
Good.
Good. Well, that's good. No, I mean, I work for a telecom company, so we push internet places, and I know of cities, reasonable sized cities, that still have like 1 to 3 meg service max.
We would probably fall under that category. I mean, end of the road,
mm-hmm.
kind of trickle down economics at its finest. So.
It was strong enough where he could Skype inside of a tent, and I get like a pretty clear picture.
Wow!
Yeah,
back here to the Twin Cities.
Yeah, I'm
nice.
Really glad for those neighbors.
There was awesome. A little bit of lag, mostly when his dog would like jump and hit keys and run around and
step on me.
Yeah, then I would get like a flash of like half John's face and a dog paw and
kind of crashing the signal for a second and a half.
Yeah, because it was just too fast of a motion to capture.
Yeah,
sure. literally crashing sometimes, like laptop off of. Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Good times.
Yeah, I mean, between here in LA when I Skype with my sister and brother-in-law, same phenomenon with the dog, blurriness, crashes happen. So, I don't know. That's pretty good, I would say.
Yeah.
For Fairbanks.
No, it's awesome.
By that measure, the dog test, the dog speed test.
That should be the test.
Totally should. You could, you know, telecom, you should
come up with something.
See if you can get that.
How blurry is my dog on Skype?
That's the scale. It's if not blurry at all, you have too much internet.
Yes, exactly.
We need to dial that back.
I like it. Yeah.
So you have internet up there, but what do you watch? What do you listen to?
Well, recently I've been going back to my electronica roots, getting sucked back into dubstep.
Ah,
yeah, guilty pleasures.
Yeah,
I like it. It's
good. I hear you.
Anything
hear
in particular? Like, are you doing the what's his name?
Skrillex.
Skrillex. And I know nothing of this.
No,
I am
cool,
just
man.
White bread right here.
Skrillex is it all sounds the same. Well, I mean, arguably all of it all sounds the same, but it's, I like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bass nectar, actually.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Yes. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. That one.
Oh, quite. Oh, yes, yes. Yes. Oh,
indeed, where's my brandy and my cigar?
While I'm listening to my dope
stuff. Yes, yes. Classic.
Next time we go kill an elephant.
I say, Elizabeth, would you like to listen to some dubstep while we have our tea?
Yes, yes, a lovely drop of dubstep.
How
would you like some bass?
Let's shake the neighbor's china again, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what other artists are you into in that genre?
Let me think now. I do have some Skrillex, not going to lie. Bass Nectar, Glitch Mob. Love Glitch Mob.
Oh, Glitch Mob, yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. But I wouldn't... They're definitely electronica, but I wouldn't quite lump them into the dubstep category.
They're kind of... Not really, I guess.
Yeah. They don't do the wah-wah stuff as much.
Not quite.
Yeah. They've been known to drop the bass here and there.
Once in a while. It's good times.
For sure.
Gotta love it.
So, Lola, what about you? What are you watching? What are you listening to right now?
Listening to? Actually, okay, this is so silly, but... Shh. Phone. I went to a thrift store with another Luther grad, Annalise, and I picked up this, like, Target Zen CD. It was like a tour and it wasn't even open. It was like a buck and I was like, sweet, I'm doing this. And it had like all of this la 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 flute 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 music. And
I that's what it really was.
I think I have
this
that
one
CD.
Person.
La 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 flute flute la la
bird
la,
bird
la, flute, flute.
That's the Sesame Street version.
Soft drumming la la.
But I kind of dug it,
harp,
and
la,
so
la,
I've
harp,
like
harp.
Looked a couple of those people up, and names I cannot pronounce. I'm sorry, but they were kind of cool. And then I've been kind of pandoring some of like the old classics. Like I've been playing around with not necessarily like artists, but like just radios where you can type in like Latin radio or like bachata station,
okay,
and stuff like that, where it's not necessarily like a person, but like a whole category. And since I'm having like foot surgery next week, I've been hitting like all the stuff I can dance to.
Oh yeah, getting that out.
Right? So I hit like the bachata radio up hardcore, and you get a lot of people that are from like the Dominican Republic, and there's this guy from New York that I really like, Prince Roy, I think his name is. And his stuff was really sweet, good beats to it. Kind of like slow, sexy music, bachata. And then I've been getting into like some of the old classic swings like Peggy Lee and Ella Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Very
and
cool.
And some of that. Louis Armstrong, Nat King Cole, some of those guys. Some of the good old swing.
Yeah.
Some old blues. Yeah.
So with the surgery, are you going to be like crutch bound, wheelchair bound, you know, bed sores?
Okay, so what I'm having done is I'm having a screw put through my heel, and they're cleaning up, like, I have two bones in my foot that are, like, partially joined together, but not fully, and so they're going to fully join those bones together so that it doesn't hurt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to, like, shave part of the outside of the bone so it, like, thinks it's broken, and then going to put a screw through it, and then they're going to take a piece of bone from my hip and graft it in between so that the bones, like, grow together. So that's what they're doing for the surgery. Then I get a fiberglass cast for 6 weeks. And the first week I have to like keep it elevated, like not go anywhere at all.
Right.
Sucks. And then I can like go places, but I can't put any weight on it while I have my cast on. So like for 6 weeks, I'm just like Hoppy McHopperson.
Okay.
So I can go like with crutches and stuff, but I just can't like put my foot down. It's kind of like permanent hopscotch.
Ah.
And then I get the cast taken off, and then I have 6 weeks of physical therapy. So I can walk on it again, but it's going to be really hard because I'll have no rotation of my foot anymore. So like I won't be able to like how people can point their toes and point them down and then like go in a circle. I'll have no circle left, and I'll have a little bit of point up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to go from... that and like learn how to walk on my foot again. And with the cast, it's gonna be my leg's gonna be a little atrophied. So, so it'll be good.
Fun times ahead.
Fun times ahead. So,
are you gonna get like a sword cane or something badass like that, so that when you can start moving around, you can raise some hell?
Well, I have my brother's crutches from when he busted his ACL playing rugby.
Okay.
So I have crutches to start off with, and then I'm going to try to convince my dad to like let me borrow his old Boy Scout cane. It's like a baby tree that he found that was uprooted, and he turned it upside down and like casted it, basically, like in some... like a resin
type of deal. Yeah.
So it's like you can see the wood underneath, but it's like plasticky and shiny looking.
Yeah.
But so the tree roots are the top of it. So it looks like Gandalf's staff, but like actual tree-y. Oh. And he put like a big leather handle on it, and it's got some like Boy Scout junk on it, but I wouldn't care. I'd just be like walking around like, you shall not pass. So I'm going to try to do that.
People, yeah.
Awesome.
The true purpose. And then, I mean, once you're into the surgery, are you gonna camp out and burn through like a DVD collection, try to, you know, watch some streaming stuff? Is there something you're gonna like focus on?
Oh yeah, well, I actually have a couple of things lined up for the watching. I still have Netflix, so I'm gonna probably hit up a bunch of those. I've been watching like on the websites because I work at night, so a lot of the TV shows I can't catch at night, but I'll watch them like the next day. I've been hitting up How I Met Your Mother, and The Big Bang Theory.
Yep,
which I love to pieces. Howie, put your pants back on. Yes, I was watching. Oh my god, I just died. And then I've been trying to watch Glee again and keep up with that one, but they're so long, and I don't know why, but those ones just don't stream as well as some of the other ones.
Oh.
And the commercials are just so loud and so annoying and so repetitive that I almost like have trouble watching that online.
Yeah, I remember seeing somewhere that some official body was going to have them turn down the volume on commercials.
Mm.
Like they're trying to pass something so that commercials and regular TV audio are at the same decibel level.
Oh my god, I would sign that shit so fast.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not just that. On some of those sites, it's just the same two or three commercials, so that when that bump comes up, it's I'm just going to walk away or work on something else and then come back. I'll miss part of the show to miss the commercials.
Exactly. Oh, I will.
Yeah. Hulu was notorious for that when I was making my way through a couple of series where it's just like, okay, I really don't want to see this commercial for this new movie that's coming out. That's
right.
A chick flick, totally. Again and again.
There was one that was running on Glee that was like a horror movie. Mm-hmm. It was some like exorcist movie that was happening in Italy or something against the church, da da da. And it was all these people doing like the creepiest things I've ever seen. And I scare really easily. So every time that came in, I was like throwing my headphones off against the wall. Like I just would run out of the room. And it was like every 10 minutes or something, they would play this over and over and over again for like episodes. They would just do this. So horrible,
you know, with that.
So you'd like a couple extra pairs of headphones for your recovery time?
Yeah, after you break all of them.
I actually asked for new speakers because I've had the same speakers since like my freshman year of college that came free with like a printer, and they're supposed to be for like your eye shuffle or whatever to like plug in. So they're tiny and they're like not battery powered. They like suck the life out of whatever you're plugging them into.
Yeah.
So they're itty itty bitty, and I have them in like a big huge desktop, and like the sound of the desktop almost like overpowers these speakers. So I asked for new speakers for Christmas.
That'd be good. But going back to that whole sound thing and throwing headphones, the soundboard that you're using last week.
Yeah.
Once you got to the vomit sounds.
Yeah.
While I was editing the show, I had to hit mute because I couldn't listen to it because it was too real.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Epic.
I went back and I'm so ashamed for having played that on the show. I was curious, you know, and then...
Like, what did you mean?
It was awful.
Or something. Yeah. But no, it was...
Yeah.
Somebody found somebody who was vomiting and then taped it and put it into an app.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
no.
horrible people.
Horrible.
Not good.
Yeah. Anyway.
So Adam, what about
you? I apologize to the listeners.
What are you watching / listening to?
Well, Katie and I have been watching a lot of Sherlock, actually.
The new one or the old one?
The BBC one with Benedict Cumberbatch and...
the Stephen Moffat?
Yes. Yep. The Stephen Moffat one. It's so good. We're into the second series now, and we just watched the one that's kind of loosely based on The Hound of the Baskervilles.
Oh, awesome.
And yeah, it's just... Oh, it's... They take the books and they kind of put a twist on the story, and but it's not, it's well done. It's really well done.
Isn't it supposed to be like modern too? Like it's not.
Yep, it's modern and it's very cleverly written, and it's without saying too much, it's really funny how they incorporate the Sherlock's stereotypical hat into the show.
Nice.
So is it like the British Grimm? Like, isn't it, don't they do kind of the same thing, but with the Grimm stories and kind of put a twist on it, but it's still kind of that, let's solve it and be smart about stuff?
Sort of. I mean, it's very much Sherlock's powers of deduction and observation hard at work, where at least once in every episode, and they're like hour and a half episodes, so it's a longer commitment, but it's so worth it. Because that was actually what scared me off when I discovered it on Netflix several months ago, was that it's, the runtime is so much longer, and the first episode, you kind of gotta let yourself get into the mode of the story, the pacing of it. It's not slow by any means, but it's just a little different from some of the other stuff that's out there.
Like the first episode of Firefly.
Yes.
Oh, Firefly.
Like you have to just get into it and digest and let it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And then, but once you do, then you're like, all right, next episode, next episode, next episode.
Nice.
So it's exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but it's just so well done. And at least once in every episode, there's Sherlock Holmes doing his thing where it's like, aha, you have your collar is turned just so, you must be such and such. And then, like, you haven't showered since yesterday, blah, 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 and just all these tiny little things that he's noticing about people that makes Sherlock Holmes such an interesting character that they really bring out and they present well in the show, and, you know, exposing some of his vulnerabilities, and, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And
do you just find that more with, like, British and international shows where, like, the first episode is kind of, like, okay, and you just kind of commit to it, but then after the first one, you're just like you've spent all night watching five more episodes, and it's like 6 a.m. and you're just going, shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's, most definitely. Yeah.
I think that happens for just TV shows in general, where the first episode always is really, really dense, where they have to put forth so much character development for you to be attached to these characters from get go, and so they have to put a lot in. And I know that I've given up on a lot of TV shows very quickly because the first episode was hard to digest, and everyone says, oh, well, it gets better, you know, episode 2, episode 3, episode 4, blah, 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 blah.
I had that with Mad Men.
Yeah, Mad Men, I didn't get that far into that. I still haven't broken through Breaking Bad, but so far at this point, I've been able to do so with Firefly, so I've been pushing through that and kind of teaching myself that, yes, put the remote down, stop instantly giving up on stuff.
Have you gotten to the episode about Jane?
No.
My favorite episode. I just cry. I laugh so hard.
I think I got to the train.
The man they call Jane. Yes, you were saying.
I've gotten to the train heist and the one after that, like Bamboozled or whatever it is.
Okay.
But you're just getting started.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I'm trying to do a lot. I've also just gotten into Adventure Time. Actually, having seen the episode at Katie's house when we had the pseudo layover between weddings.
Yeah.
And so, or no, after lunch, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. After lunch. And so with that, I was like, oh man, you love it. You'll love it. You'll love it. It's like, well, first it's not streaming anywhere, so I'd have to invest in it if I get it.
Yeah.
But then it is really, really funny. Like,
I've had trouble watching that one.
Yeah.
It's
Way to go, Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
I just have trouble watching, like...
New cartoons. Me too. I've had that same problem, too.
I just can't... Like, SpongeBob scares the living Jesus out of
me. Never really got into that one.
I watched part of an episode, and I got to the part where they go visit a squirrel living underwater, and I was like, I'm out. I can't do this. It's too hard.
Sure, it's a sponge and starfish talking, but once they introduce squirrels underwater, that's too much.
Yep, it was too much.
You just got to turn off your adult brain for a little while with that one.
I don't know. It was just, I love the old school Disney cartoons. Like, Eric and I just got Tailspin.
Ooh. Oh, that one's not available anywhere.
That's worth the price of admission for the theme song.
We know it's not available anywhere. We were bad children. Well,
I mean, if you can get it, you know, more points to you. Because at this point, like, I have Legend of the Hidden Temple, Salute Your Shorts, Invader Zim. Like, I am a nostalgic bastard. And I know it, but it's some of those shows, if you can find it.
We got Tailspins and Animaniacs, all the seasons, all the Tiny Toons.
Oh, Tiny Toons. You know, I went back and watched a couple of those. Like, I don't remember what I saw in that.
They're so naughty sometimes, and it's just like, I don't remember them being this bad, but I watch Babs do some of her impressions, and I'm just like, oh my god, my parents let me watch this as a child?
Right.
Holy crap.
I just got back into Freakazoid. Did you watch that?
No. I didn't have cable, and so everything had to come to me via primetime TV-ness.
Freakazoid was WB.
I don't know if I remember that one.
It was on around Pinky and the Brain and Animaniacs and all that stuff. It was a Steven Spielberg project.
Oh, Spielberg did the best cartoons, didn't he?
Yeah, I may have to show you it after because it's actually held up really well.
Like, okay.
A lot of predictions about the internet are actually pretty true.
Huh.
But one thing I wanted to mention was Katie got me back into Spotify. Because we're looking for a way to make sure that you don't have to share every song that you listen to on Facebook so that you can use it for guilty pleasure stuff.
Oh, okay, fair.
Like, for the past 2 or 3 days, I've had music from The Lorax stuck in my head. And I will not buy that.
Yeah.
I will not buy that. But I will listen to it for free through Spotify as long as people don't see it on Facebook every time I listen to the same song over and over and over again.
Fair.
But it's...
Would you care to mention which song that would be?
Oh, there are a couple. So,
okay.
So instead, the other thing I've been listening to is the new Macklemore and Ryan Lewis CD, The Heist.
Yes.
And it's really just been on repeat on my phone or on my computer over and over and over again. Fantastic album. I think I'd like... Out of the, 17 tracks.
A lot of tracks.
17 tracks. Wow. It's, I'm pretty sure I like at least 85%.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
re-listen value.
We listened to it on our wedding excursion on Saturday, and and that was, really good stuff.
All around. Adam and I did not get married, by the way.
No, yes.
We did not elope.
That was everybody's first thought.
It was a beautiful ceremony.
We were so tired of this. Oh, no shit.
Lovely wedding. Well.
Thanks, Katie.
Let's see. Katie just said that she was the best man.
But it's just...
For kids at home. But that's... And you know, the thing that impressed me about that was, while we were in the car, I was like, oh, I totally need to get this album. And then you're like, just put it in the Dropbox. And now I have it. I totally intend to buy it, but it was just really cool to be able to click the link that you sent me on my phone.
Technology is awesome.
Download it from Dropbox on my phone, unzip the file on my phone, and then play tracks from it for Spencer.
But not on your phone.
On your phone.
And so then you waved it in front of Spencer's face. Ha, my phone is cooler than yours.
Yeah.
Mine can do that too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
But woo, Android.
Right?
Woo technology in general.
Yes. Woo technology in general.
That's true.
I mean, even the phone I had before this one probably wouldn't have been able to do that.
Oh, mine wouldn't.
Dude, the phone I have now can't do that. You want to see what I have now?
Yes, I
do. Oh, it's so sad.
You guys are going to love this. Hold on.
He's so not.
Yeah! A slider phone!
Slider. That's actually. Not the worst thing. I was expecting so much worse.
You were expecting a brick, weren't you?
Dave's got worse. I think.
I want to see if the brick's still here.
You guys have a brick here?
Sweet.
Dad has one on his...
What about like the old like Nokia 4330s or something like that?
Oh, those were 4300? Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were so awesome.
Yeah, those last...
The ones with the changeable faceplate?
Yes.
Like analog shit.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, whatever. Had like the... The rotary dial on the front.
I had a rotary dial phone at home. It was Mickey Mouse. My parents got it at their on their anniversary.
My phone is so technologically advanced that it does have a rotary dial.
I remember having
an app for that.
I remember having a cell phone that only had enough spaces to actually dial things. You couldn't actually type or anything. It was just. It was literally just a phone.
Oh, just a little like. LED screen.
Yeah, a little LED screen, and it was an orange backlit, and it was, I think it only had nine spaces, and that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No phone was, book there.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And it even had the unnecessary, like, fold-down flap that didn't actually do anything but echo your voice into the microphone.
Oh, my God.
The funny thing is I can picture in my head exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I remember when my dad had the phone that was like an actual phone in your car. Like, you get the thing installed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that was cool.
That's original James Bond shit right there.
Or limousine.
And you have to run a telephone wire behind your car wherever you go.
Sorry, kids, we can't go past Iowa this year.
All couldn't afford the extension cord.
No.
Gotta change lines at the border.
Luckily, we have long distance.
Ba-dum-ching.
But this is actually a good time for us to transition into playing Movie Bluff. Before we do...
Ah, gosh. Got a text message. Crap. Okay, there we go. You can also hear Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
That is right.
Oh, yeah. So here we are in the Buffering game portion of the show.
Time to play some Movie Bluff.
Movie Bluff.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to... Adam, do you have a good jumping off point? Because I know we've mentioned a number of things so far, but...
Yeah.
I have a couple, but I didn't want to...
As far as softballing it, I don't really have anything fresh. Would you? Do you have something?
Yeah, go easy on me, guys. This is my first time.
Yeah.
Oh, don't okay. So... Moonrise Kingdom was just released today on DVD and Blu-ray and everything.
Wow.
Wes Anderson, fantastic movie. Definitely recommend it. If you haven't seen it, see it. It's really good. Like, do you like Wes Anderson stuff?
Moonlight Kingdom, isn't that the one with like
Moonrise?
Moonrise.
Yeah.
Is that the
one with the scouts and Edward Norton, Bruce Willis, Bill Murray?
I really wanted
the chick from Fargo whose name escapes me.
I got free movie tickets to an AMC theater, and that was not an AMC theater, and I was really sad.
Oh.
And so I missed it because I really don't go see movies in movie theaters anymore. I wait patiently.
Yeah, me too. I've gotten to that point, especially with, I mean, stuff can just come to me, so.
Exactly.
I'll wait.
I think the last movie I saw was Avengers. Which I then immediately picked up on Blu-ray when it came out.
Yeah. So, in honor of Moonrise Kingdom coming out, I am going to start with Bruce Willis' movie, Tallulah.
I'm going to go with Red Cast.
Ooh, Morgan Freeman movie.
Oh, wow.
Hard one, I know.
A gift.
Such a list.
The Dark Knight cast.
Michael Caine cast.
For?
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Just keeps going.
The first, that's the first one. Liam Neeson movie.
I'm going to have to go with Taken and cast.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well,
It wasn't.
First of all, Liam Neeson was not in The Dark Knight.
He was in Batman Begins.
And The Dark Knight Rises, if you count the
bits.
Yeah.
But you got it anyway, so it's okay.
Yep, you got away with it.
Yeah, they totally like...
Whoosh. Yeah. So it happens. Ooh. It was a convincing bluff. Oh. For sure.
Because well, he's in the other ones.
So I've got Taken cast. That is a tricky one.
Which is kind of cruel because I actually have no idea who else is in that movie.
But now I can call your bluff.
Say that.
Yeah,
that
what?
Yeah. He didn't know that
oh,
rule.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to back up your...
Yeah.
What? Your challenge.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
Which, yeah. I guess that's one thing that we didn't get to when we were explaining the rules.
It's, I know it now, though.
You know it now. So and then on top of that, had you known that Liam Neeson wasn't in The Dark Knight, you could have turned to Lola and say...
Bull. Nope.
Yes.
Drink. No.
Oh, boy.
And oh. So Adam can call shenanigans either if he believes that you can't name somebody who's in the cast of Taken... or if you're wrong, which
yeah. Liam Neeson was in Taken, but
yes,
he was.
Yes, mm-hmm. But I am pretty sure that you cannot name someone else who was on the cast of Taken. So
try it. Go for it.
I'm trying, man. Hold on.
Yeah, I just tried to think. It's like, okay, well, there are people, but
there's people.
There's I other never people saw in it. That movie.
Oh.
You did it.
Oh,
you
damn.
Did it.
I got mine.
Got oh, damn.
I could never remember her name
because
it's
got,
so stupid.
I got nothing. I can like see the chick in my head, but I can't think
yeah.
of her name.
Oh. Adam just got it, too.
Wait a minute. Is it her?
It is.
Helen Mirren is. No. Just kidding.
Helen Mirren was in it?
Yes. No. She's the gardener.
So.
I got nothing, dude.
Nothing?
Okay. Yep. Okay.
So that means it's Liam Neeson... movie to you, Adam.
Liam Neeson movie to me. And there is
excuse me.
One place I could go with this, but do I want to go to another place?
That is the question.
Yeah.
Do it to it.
Star Wars Episode One.
Oh, yes.
Cast.
I'm going to say Frank Oz cast.
Oh. I'm going to...
So
I'm going to do his name wrong.
While you're thinking for a second and a half, Famke Janssen.
Famke Janssen?
Taken.
Really?
Okay, that's totally not who I was thinking of.
It's the ex-wife slash mom.
Yep. Huh. Not who I was thinking of.
Hayden Christensen. I had to do it in the right order in my head. Movie.
Okay, so it's to me because you're out.
Oh, yeah, good. I was going to say, if I'm not out yet, I am now.
Come on, think of the movie I'm thinking. Do it. You can do it.
But Hayden Christensen was not in Episode One.
Oh, that's right, because you said Episode One. Yeah. Fire me. See, I tried to pull it twice in one game.
Yeah.
Yep. Not gonna fly this time.
Dang.
Nice going, dude.
So that means it's
he's trying
back
so hard.
To me for episode
one cast.
So it comes down to a face off.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman cast.
Ewan McGregor movie.
Ooh, okay. Moulin Rouge cast.
Mm.
John Leguizamo movie.
Mm.
And the Battle of the Titans continues.
Godzilla movie.
Ah. The Pest movie.
Okay. The Simpsons cast.
Weird Al Yankovic movie.
UHF.
I can do this. I will not turn it back on you. I
cast.
Can do this.
All right.
Michael Richards movie.
Michael Richards. Who did he play?
He was the skittish janitor who gets kidnapped and loves his mop.
Oh, good Lord.
Awkward.
Michael Richards. Why'd you have to have such a generic name?
I know. That's the catch.
Is he one of those that guy actors?
He is known for one primary character that he has played and one event.
Okay.
In an event. Interesting.
And no, he's not Pee-wee Herman.
Oh my God.
I know. If I were to guess, it would be a shot in the dark.
So. You might as well because, you know.
Hey, take a guess. Do it.
The first thing that popped into my head was Finding Nemo.
Ah.
And that's probably not right. Cast.
No. He was Cosmo Kramer in Seinfeld.
Oh, I should know that. I just watched his episode of Riding in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah.
I should totally
Michael
know that.
Richards.
Oh.
Though I did like when they walked up to what's-his-name's house in that episode. That was really funny. All right, so I got the first point for this round. John, you were the first person out.
I was indeed.
You start this round, so you need to come up with an actor, actress, movie, or TV show that you think that Lola would be able to get something off of to start the next round.
Okay.
So softball and answer her way.
Castle and Cast.
The TV show?
Yeah.
I don't watch that show. Oh, well, okay. I hate you. Captain of the Firefly. Shout, no, I'm just kidding. I don't remember his name.
Oh, uh-oh. No.
I'm done. Like, I can't do it.
Okay.
You're gonna bow out?
Like, I seriously don't know his name.
Okay.
But I know what heels he's played.
Yeah.
Always a catch of this show.
Yeah.
All right. So then I guess it goes to me, and it's Nathan Fillion cast. Luckily, I did not finish with that T movie.
There you go. I didn't hear the T, so we'll let it go.
Saved.
So, I mean, it's been mentioned, but I'll put a spin on it and say Serenity. And then say Cast.
Ooh.
Ooh. We'll go with... Okay, when you say movie, that includes TV shows, though, right? Okay.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
So Summer Glau and movie.
Aha.
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 Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog cast?
Summer Glau.
Is she in that?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I thought you said... I said something wrong. I was wrong. I'm going to bow out because I thought I heard you say movie, as in I thought you had said another movie because I forgot that she was the chick. I heard that wrong.
Oh, man.
I got it wrong. I'm out.
Ooh, okay.
That means I got to go mano-a-mano with Adam.
Yep. You can do it.
So screwed.
You might catch my Achilles heel. I have a lot of those. So it's Summer Glau movie to me.
Right.
Let's see. What's the ruling on this? Could I say it? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's technically, I mean, it's part of the same universe of, but it's not like the TV show shares the same name. So I'm actually going to throw this to producer Katie because I don't know what you want to. I mean, we need a ruling.
Okay,
so do you know what his answer is going to be?
I'm want to say Firefly,
but Serenity has come up, which is technically
Serenity is a movie based on the TV show,
based
Firefly,
on the series. Yeah, so that would be close enough to be ineligible. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Not Firefly.
Under the trilogy rule, I cannot say Firefly. Summer Glau. Oh! Wait. Was she... Yes, she was. Awesome. Thank you, Joss Whedon. Dollhouse. Cast.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh,
that's good. That's not the one I thought of.
Ooh, that's mean. Dollhouse Cast.
Hmm. She's been in a bunch of fun stuff, actually.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't think of the dude's name. Which, it wouldn't really help me anyway. Well, no, I guess it would.
Yeah, the best thing to do is to talk it out.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
It's the dude.
I know, it's the dude. It's Wash out of Serenity.
That's not an easy name to remember.
I know.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, though. He pops up in the weirdest stuff, too.
He does.
He really does.
He does.
He's kind of awesome.
Those gingers.
It's all good.
he just sort of peeks his head out, and you're like, hey! And then he just kind of...
Steve the Pirate.
Right? Or Watt from Night's Tale.
Yes. He was also in Death at a Funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, the round's not over yet, guys.
I can't think of the dude's name.
Is not going to come out now.
Which is?
Alan Tudyk.
Yep. Nice.
Is what you were thinking of.
Okay.
And most notably recently, I saw him in, I'm a little ashamed to say it, but I was curious, Transformers 3.
Ooh. Oh.
I thought you were going to say like Twilight or something. Yeah, I was worried.
Nice.
You did have me worried there for a second.
Okay, I will totally admit that one of the shows that I've been watching on Netflix and now that it started the new season that I didn't want to mention before was The Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
Because I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, well.
It's okay. It happens to the best of us.
Okay, well, Adam got the point there.
We
are
like guilty pleasures.
And then Lola, you were the first person out, so you start and you send it John's way.
Ah, crap.
It'll be okay. I'm not evil much. Okay.
Actor, actress, movie, TV show.
I know, right? And I want to be like Terry Jones.
Oh, he ought to spin.
But nobody else would really go off that, though.
That wouldn't be a softball.
No, that would be mean. I'm trying to think. I'll go with Heath Ledger movie.
A couple ways you could go with this.
Yeah, there is a couple ways I could go with this. I'm working on it. The wheels are turning. Smoke's coming out my ears.
You can name stuff that was named in previous rounds.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yep.
Yep, new round, clean slate.
So, yes, okay. Batman Begins and Cast.
Oh.
Tough one, I know.
He wasn't on the cast list yet.
You're thinking one early.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So much time going through those three movies in my head.
Eeny, get the wrong meeny, one. Miney, not that one.
Okay. Well.
All right.
So, yep, calling your bluff.
All right, man.
Yeah. And then, so it comes to me, Heath Ledger. Well, Heath Ledger movie?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So, you were thinking of The Dark Knight.
Yes, I was.
But I will say movie... so as not to continue down the same path as a previous round.
10 Things I Hate About You Cast.
Oh, great.
Julia Stiles movie.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So the Bourne Identity
nice.
Cast.
Matt Damon.
Movie.
I want to say Team America, but I don't think that was his real voice.
Obviously, he played
that's
himself.
That's what came to my head, too.
Wouldn't that be fabulous if that was the case? Oh, my God.
And Kim Jong-il, you know.
I'd be,
right?
Stop
I'd
by. Be
it could happen. You never know. I'm going to say Ocean's 11 Cast.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Right?
I'll say Brad Pitt Cast.
always eating.
Say hello to your mom for me. She'll be on in 10 minutes.
I gotta watch that again.
It's so fabulous. Ooh. Oh, what's that guy's name?
I know. It just popped into my head.
I know. I know which one you're thinking of.
Oh, man. If you're thinking of the person that I'm thinking of, I'm gonna be really impressed.
Well, based on our similar streaming media habits.
No, this is nowhere near that.
Ah, okay.
Excuse me.
But I will instead say Casey Affleck, but I will also say cast.
Of Ocean's 11?
Yes. Still there.
I'm going to be singing this.
Well, there are some good answers, nice. But it's also just kind of a, can I come up with something challenging that I can back up?
I know. I'm trying to think. And then I'm trying to not think of the other two movies at the same time.
True.
And trying to not think about the Tailspin theme song.
And not try to think about Tailspin.
Oh, yeah. Tailspin.
Oh, yeah. Tailspin.
Another Tailspin.
Ha! Oh my
what
God.
Do you got?
I'm just going to go with Julia Roberts' movie.
Okay. Where do I want to go with this one?
I'm going easy today.
Julia Roberts. Ooh. Almost ashamed to say this, but it does blow things wide open. Valentine's Day cast.
Oh, that's right. I always forget about that movie because it was so Love Actually. Meh.
Yeah.
But not fabulous.
I worked in a movie theater when it came out. That's how I know about it.
Fair. I watched it because it said Valentine. I was like, go movie. Yes.
Today.
Makes sense. You know, I didn't see this, so I'm just going to call your bluff to change things up, because you obviously have an answer.
And I'll say Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Ah.
So I'm out, and it's between you two.
Fabulous. You said it, so
yeah,
now
so
I can't.
So now, yep. Well, now he needs to follow that up, so it's Ashton Kutcher.
Movie.
2 and a Half Men. Cast.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
There are a couple good ones here.
Yeah.
There's been so many guests, too, that people just like, ta-da.
Well, I got to go with Tiger Blood, Martin Sheen.
Right?
Also cast.
Nope, that's not that person.
Maybe that's... Never mind. Go on.
What's his name? He just died. I can do this. No, I can't. Think of somebody else, Lauren.
You can do it!
You know, that's a hazard of this game, is your brain kind of gets stuck in one box if you think about
Yeah, I'm trying to not think of him now, and all I can do is think about him, and my brain's going, think of his name. Think of his name.
He's won a number of Emmys.
The same guy I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. No.
But I like the way you think. I'm trying to think of one of his, like, many girlfriends and trying to, like, pull out a name now. And it's just not happening. I wanted to say Britney Spears at first, and then I was like, nope, that's the wrong TV show that I'm thinking of.
Cause I know what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, because I don't really watch that show.
But it's so funny when she's in that show. Oh, my God. Don't you just love his hair? Oh, my God. Shit. I'm just stalling. I'm going to call your bluff.
Oh, I've been sitting here the whole time thinking like, fly casual.
There's a big she doesn't know everyone in the face.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone at home is waiting.
Just
so,
screaming. Go.
I have never actually watched a full episode of this show.
Fair.
So I can only guess that at some point, maybe, possibly...
Well, I gave you a hint that's saying it was a guy who just died.
Well, that doesn't really do much for me.
Okay, sorry.
I'm just going to guess that... At some point, maybe Jessica Alba was... No?
I don't think so.
No?
So, no. Here's the big answer that was staring everybody in the face.
What was the one I was thinking of?
Charlie Sheen. Yes.
Okay,
you
good.
You said Martin Sheen.
Oh, my god.
And you were lucky because he was in it.
He was in it.
Yes, I just looked it up.
It was Charlie Sheen who was batshit crazy for a while.
Yeah, it's like Tiger Blood. Tiger Blood. His dad?
His name is Dad, and I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, it's you heard Sheen, and you just went with it, and
John and I'm glad like, you were like, wait,
a minute. Fail.
Oh, crap. Okay, well.
I'm going to look up the guy that I was thinking of.
Lola
right
actually got that point.
My bad. Yeah, you.
All right.
I totally failed.
But
on
I don't
one.
Feel like I deserve that point.
No, you totally
But you did it in terms of the rules of the game. You played by the rules.
Okay, I was thinking of Michael Clark Duncan.
He was on the show.
Because he was on the show. His daughter was dating his brother's son, like the nephew on the show.
Angus T. Young.
And so there was a couple of episodes where he shows up and he's just like going to beat the crap out of Charlie. And
God, I love that
and
guy.
And he ends up sitting on his couch and just like crying. And he's like, I'm just trying to raise her on my own.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. He was a divorced dad.
Yeah, it was like literally just on. He was like an ex-football player and stuff. And Charlie the whole time is like, don't kill me. Please, please don't kill me. Oh my gosh. And the guy from... Whose Line Is It Anyway? Ryan Stiles was on there. And now I just thought of that. Kill me.
John Cryer.
You won the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
no,
you had the
point.
I know with
necessary.
A cheating bluff, I couldn't think of anything else.
No,
and
that was good. That's failed. How the game is played.
But I mean, I would say that we're just about out of time. So as your reward for getting the point, Lola, do you have anything that is going on or anything that you know about that you want people to know about that's going on Friday or thereafter?
Other than my surgery, no.
No.
Everyone come and visit Lola.
I'm only going to be in the hospital for one day, so don't come to the hospital thinking that I'm going to be there because I'm not.
No.
Yes, totally getting you a sword cane, though.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I appreciate well-thought wishes. If anything.
And then are you on Twitter? I never remember who's on Twitter and
no,
who isn't.
I'm not on Twitter, but since I was on last time, I did create a Like Me Facebook page. It's Art by Lauren Lola Shower.
That's right.
I have like 45 likes, so please, come on, 5 people. That's all I'm asking for.
Break the 50 boundary.
Yeah, man, I'd be so hot. and I've got pictures of my artwork there, and I tried to work out like my own website off of... not on Facebook, on Wix. And I've just like, I thought, yeah, I could totally keep this up and do this and sell artwork on here. And it's like, no, that's just not going to happen. I'm just going to stick with my Facebook page. So it's Art by Lauren Lola Shower. But if you just type in Lauren Lola, I'm sure it'll work.
Most likely.
Most likely.
You're at 47 right now, and now you're at 48.
Oh, wait, no, I've already done that.
You already liked
mine. Yeah, I've already done that.
And I've tried to really go through and, like, personally thank people who have, like, liked my page, and I'm trying hard. And I'm taking a class at the Edina Art Center called Color Boards. They're going to run it next season, so sign up for that because I want to take it again because I didn't finish my boards. I got to get this shit done, so... I want people to sign up for it so that we have more people in the class and I have more people to talk to. She brings dogs to the class. It's awesome.
Cool.
They're awesome dogs.
Yeah, John came with me last night. It's an awesome class.
Might have fallen asleep on the table too.
He had nothing to paint. That's why.
I didn't sleep the night before.
Makes sense. So, John, what about you? Do you somehow know of anything? Are you aware of anything that's happening through your travel path that you're going to try to experience, even though it's going to be mostly airports?
I
mean, how long are you in Minneapolis until you jet?
I'm here till the 21st.
Sunday.
Like midday on the 21st, I'm out.
So you have a week here. So
yeah.
Being in Minnesota for a good chunk of a weekend, is there something that you're excited to do? I mean, backing up. Have you been to Minneapolis before?
I have. I went to Luther down in Iowa. Mm-hmm. So
you came up here a couple times?
Stayed at Lola's house a lot.
Because his parents were so far, and so he spent most of the holidays except for Christmas with me and my family.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's kind of an adoptee brother.
They're my Hobbit family, you know?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. I love them.
So what are you going to do while you're in Minneapolis, since you have a limited amount of time, that you might recommend to other people who are visiting or something they should do?
I've been to Minneapolis, but I don't really know the city at all, mm-hmm. so... I'm just hanging out with the people I know.
Yeah.
Like these guys.
That's true.
And you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that we know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we took him to a Holidazzle parade one time downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And the Mall of America a couple times. I don't know what else I've taken him to. Southdale Mall.
So excited.
I'm such a bad tour guide. Shit.
No, you're fine. Come on.
Well, now you have, part of a week to
step up on that.
Yeah, dude.
And plus, time for you to be mobile as well before you get your surgery.
Right. I'm going to try.
Cool. And then are you on Twitter or anything?
I'm on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter.
Okay.
As of yet. Maybe I will just for the hell of it. I don't know.
Now that you have the tablet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You should start a YouTube feed for videos of
crazy shit down under
Australia. Yeah, that's what you should call it, crazy shit down under.
Yeah,
people would always look at that and they'd be like, this is not like, what I thought about this. Actually, this is just videos of snakes and shit.
you might frighten people off with,
oh my god, that's gonna kill me. Let me poke it.
John's first 15 tweets on a plane. On a plane.
Still on a plane.
On a plane.
Yeah, I'm going to be on a plane for a while.
No, it'll be no snakes yet. No snakes yet.
Oh my god, snakes! Yeah. And that'll be the last one because I'll be dead.
Or my dying
finger strokes are going to be, oh my god, snakes.
Enter. In the castle of...
Or there'll be... A period of time where it'll be radio silence, and then it'll just say, enough is enough! And that was when John had a very epic moment. Okay.
So, Adam, what about you? What's going on for you coming up?
Okay, October 23rd, is it? For Madness?
I think it is the 23rd, because that's the next Tuesday.
Tuesday, yep. Tuesday the 23rd, Unit Collective is doing another one of their monthly Madness events, and it's so much fun. I've mentioned these before, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, my girlfriend is writing a play for it. She's going to be a guest writer, so that's going to be awesome. The theme this month is kind of a spooky, scare the crap out of the audience, basically. Theme.
Love it.
It's called Fear Factor.
It's that time of year.
Yes.
After all.
Yes. Yep. It's the right time. Right time. So, and yeah, so I will be attending, not acting in, because I have to work. But that's going to be fun. You can find me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN. And you can find out what I've been listening to lately on Last FM. My handle there is Adman7. And that just about does it for me. Dan, what do you have?
They just started selling tickets at the Walker Arts Center for the British Aero Advertising Awards, which is a fantastic event that goes on from, I believe, mid-November all the way through December on weekdays, where they show... It's advertising awards based in the UK, and it's fantastic. It's like the Super Bowl of commercials. It's just you sit there and you watch fantastic commercials that have either won, like honorable mention, a bronze medal, silver medal, or gold medal from the British Aero Awards. And there's some great stuff. I know Guinness always has an award every year. And then there's always like some big social concern that's going on. Like I know they did one a couple years ago for traffic safety for motorcycles, or they did another one for like knowing and reporting crimes. And so the, like the really funny ones are the like abstract concept ones, the depressing ones, but it's all a great show. And if you're a member, I believe it's $8 a ticket. If you are a non-member for the Walker Arts Center, it's 10. Definitely worth checking out. Other than that, you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. And go check out live comedy. I know I mentioned Pete Holmes last week. Emily and I and Matt Walstead went to see that show on Sunday, and it was hilarious. It was awesome. So check out live comedy anywhere you can find it as well. But that's all that I have. So thank you both for being on episode 56.
Yeah.
And oh, man. Thank you guys for having me. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's an interesting way to kind of make your way down. You'll have to do something fun on each stop. You should definitely blog in the Toronto and Amsterdam airports just so that people can check up on you. Make sure that you make it there.
Make sure I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's had some layovers in Amsterdam before.
Maybe.
Snakes on the plane.
Snakes on the plane.
More snakes on the plane.
Going to Amsterdam by way of Hawaii, of course.
Right.
just for the hell of it, yeah.
And then, Lola, you should start a feed, too, so it's like, still in bed. Hobble.
I was thinking about doing I have a YouTube channel. It's just...
Well, you should have mentioned that.
Oh, it's just Lauren Lola's plural. And Adam's making a fingery thingy at me, and I don't know what that's about.
Do finger puppet shows while you're in recovery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did not get that either.
I did not either. I've made finger puppets. I gave them to my grandma. It was sweet. And I was thinking about doing, like, video updates and posting them on my YouTube page. I just did my pre-op today, which they drew blood and took my weight, my height, and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, that sort of thing. Which was okay. They asked me, you know, is there any history of blood clots in your family? Is there any time you've reacted to anesthetics and blah, blah, blah. So that was an interesting experience. But I'm going to try to like videotape some of it on my phone while I'm going through. Because I know there's a lot of people who don't do like planned out surgeries. A lot of the time when you need surgery, it's just like, oh my God, my heart. And then you just go in for surgery. And so it's kind of interesting to see something that's like all the way planned out and scheduled. So I might like do a little thing about that.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, if you start that up, send us the link so that we can post it on our website.
Sure. I will.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right. So thank you everybody for listening to episode 56, and we will see everybody next week.
Bye.
Hooray. Bye.
Thanks again, guests.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.